This is 90.9 WBUR. In her campaign for re-election, New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen is pushing hard for the women's vote, which for decades has tilted toward her party. But Republican challenger and former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown is trying a variety of tactics to narrow the gender gap. Fred Bever reports.
For weeks now, Shaheen has been campaigning for the women's vote across the Granite State. At what was billed simply as a women's event in Exeter, she made clear why.
This race is going to be won by those of us who turn out. And if women turn out, I'm going to win.
Shaheen listed the issues she says will win the women's vote, her support for pay equity and for abortion rights, and even from when she was governor, support for funding for kindergarten. And answering a question from her mostly female audience, she focused on one group that reliably votes Democratic, yet is not so reliable about showing up at the polls in years such as this one that do not feature a presidential election.
It's those unmarried women, those non-college-educated women who we need to make sure come out and vote, and we need to let them know what's at stake in this election.
When Scott Brown beat Martha Coakley for Ted Kennedy's Massachusetts Senate seat, exit polls showed that unmarried women did not turn out in great numbers. And recent voter surveys demonstrate why Shaheen might be anxious to reach them. The polls put Brown even with her, or at least within striking distance, among all voters. But they also found that women favored Shaheen by better than 10 percentage points. One poll last week gave her an edge of more than 20 points among women. That's the gender gap. First observed at the national level in the 1980s, the gender gap tends to favor Democrats. It could be pretty hard for Brown to overcome.
I'm not impressed. No, he doesn't have a uterus. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Concord resident Joellen Isabel's support for Shaheen does go beyond simple anatomy. She says Shaheen will do a better job protecting women's access to contraception, to health care, and to funding for mental health treatment. And she doesn't trust Republicans with a budget either. But with a race that conceivably could be decided by a percentage point or two, fewer than 10,000 votes in this small state, it's apparently worth Brown's time to try to narrow the gender gap. Here's one of his online ads titled Women for Brown.
You know, I'm the mother of a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I want a better future. And I support Scott Brown because...
That's Kelly Ayotte, New Hampshire's Republican senator. Ayotte, 4 years ago, handily beat her male Democratic opponent, Paul Hodes. She won 55% of the women's vote. And while Ayotte may help Brown bridge the gap, he appears to be working another angle, too. Women's rising unhappiness with President Obama's foreign policy.
We saw this phenomenon back in 2004 with what is known as the security moms.
Patrick Murray directs the Polling Institute at Monmouth University. Murray says what happened to John Kerry in 2004 is hurting President Obama now and potentially his Democratic allies. The president is getting negative reviews from women concerned about the threat posed by Islamic radicals abroad. Murray's watching three close Senate races in Georgia, North Carolina, and New Hampshire, which pit a Democratic woman against a Republican man.
The Republican is looking at a fairly close race, the ability to catch up, but the Democratic nominee has a double-digit lead among women. So the question is, how do you cut into that lead? And it appears that they're going to use this terrorism scare.
Here's a salvo from Brown, one of many he's launched in speeches and ads.
Radical Islamic terrorists are threatening to cause the collapse of our country. President Obama and Senator Shaheen seem confused about the nature of the threat. Not me. I want to secure the border.
They're using a language that has subtle gender cues. Confused, soft, turning a blind eye, things that they hope will play into prejudices about a woman not being able to be a strong leader or to take decisive action when it's required. And it's all about turning these women voters against their fellow woman who's running for Senate.
Similar language is turning up in ads in other states, and whether it's a reflection of national trends, a response to Brown's campaigning, or a direct response to Shaheen's Senate record, there are New Hampshire women, like Amy Lupongo, who voted for Shaheen in the past, but are voting for Brown now.
I voted for her, but I'm changing my mind about that.
Lupango says she agrees with Brown on the need to secure the country's borders, and she's worried about the way Obama is handling the Islamic State.
He's dilly-dallying on his response to them, just like it's nothing to him, and he's just not responding aggressively.
While Brown probes for chinks in Shaheen's support from women, she is fighting back hard. This week, she is ramping up advertising efforts to create doubt about Brown's insistence that he is pro-choice. She's hammering him for co-sponsoring a bill when he was in the Massachusetts legislature. The bill, which failed, would have required doctors to get informed consent from women seeking an abortion by providing them with color photographs or drawings of fetuses and other information pro-choice groups oppose. Brown says Shaheen is distorting his record and that the pregnant women could have just thrown the material in the trash without even looking at it. The tense back and forth over the women's vote promises to continue right through Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.